And then Judas, of course, left the feast. But as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in the kingdom of, in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. In reading the narratives of the Lord's Supper, you must discern when Judas was there and when he wasn't there. And he was there for the awful words that Christ would speak as he excommunicated one of his own apostles, Judas. And immediately that happened, Judas left the feast. The sinner has no place in the blood or in the body of Christ. He is not part of that body, nor is he washed in that blood. But thank God, we who are saved, we have a part in the body and in the blood of Christ. And we go away back to Exodus, and when we go there, we find the origination of the Passover. And we find it was a family feast. And all members of the family were there. Judas never was a member of God's family. He was a renegade. He was a sinner. And he was a traitor. But thank God tonight we're sitting here at this table and we can say, "My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For to thee all the pleasures of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I loved thee, my Jesus, tis now." Let's return our love to him. And some brother lead us now in thanksgiving for the bread which speaks of the broken body of the Son of God. Amen.